just out, but my heart belongs to the ANC.
Okay, it's 13 minutes past 11. Loving politicians and loving political parties the South African way. Let's get your final thoughts on what all of the voice notes said, on the point I put on the table that there were young people that, for example, came into contact with the president for voter registration on the weekend, and they preferred to rather, you know, take a selfie with him. What do you make of the voice notes and...
I think the problem is the culture, like you said earlier, of seeing political parties and who are supposed to be servant actually, the celebrities who are on a pedestal, and when you encounter them, the last thing that you're gonna go to is to ask them and hold them accountable on things that they promised throughout the electoral cycle or even in the previous elections.
But it's a culture in South Africa.
It is, and it's not. It's across in government, in entertainment, across. But I think that information will help in understanding that when you don't play your part as a citizen, the problem of complaining about how democracy is not working, what's the point of voting, will continue, because people need to understand that they hold that responsibility and the burden of making sure that democracy works. They have to put on the work and their inputs in how democracy is going to turn out rests on their shoulders. But I think also one of the things that I always talk to young people about in the work that we do in communities is that you have to even understand the technicalities of it. Democracy needs to be protected through even just, you know, the number of people that are voting. So majority of people abstaining from voting means that their credibility is compromised. So the credibility and the quality of democracy is compromised. So we have to at least have even a modicum of patriotism, to have a sense of patriotism, which I think is missing in young people. The need to fight for their country, to fight for their communities, and to have that sense of pride that we're not going to allow you to come here and take selfies when there's very important issues that we're going to go back to in our communities. There's no water, we can't access high institutions of learning, we don't have access to employment opportunities. So when politicians go into communities, young people need to understand what that means. They are there to account, not to take selfies or for cloud. They have to hold them accountable, and it has to take civic education, that they understand the power that they hold as an electorate, that in a representative democracy that we have, their role is to hold them accountable, and what that means. What are the processes, and how can they be empowered and informed to engage in those meaningfully?
Buichoko?
I think we need to invest in civic education, more importantly. Secondly, we need to appreciate that for democracy to be effective, it has to be a two-way. We cannot. We have to vote, because voting is a very important component of our democracy. And I hear what the callers are saying. Mm. For example, one country in Africa where elections have made change.
Yeah.
The same question can be asked about everywhere in the world.
Yeah.
But there are many instances, both in Africa and probably the world over, where citizens' responsibility didn't end with the elections. They went beyond the elections and hold the
Could
politicians.
Could that be the problem that we...
It's a key problem in South Africa today. We have to own up to the utility of our acts, of our voting. Let us not go back to our laurels. Mm. We must take responsibility to make our democracy work. Otherwise, we'll bury this country.
So our responsibility never ends when we've put the eggs. In fact, it begins when we put the eggs.
I just want to say to everyone who is listening is that the hard work begins now, because we are all knowing of the gravity of the situations that we are facing with the socioeconomic conditions of people, and we cannot carry on with that.
It's not sustainable.
It's not sustainable, and we will all be held to account. And I say this because there's absolutely nothing wrong with democracy. What is very wrong and has become wrong is, since 1994, as alluded to earlier, is having to elect politicians who we don't hold to account. and not having access to information is what perpetuates that. And so the knowledge that you actually don't have to wait for any elections to remove your local councillor if they don't deliver services to you. There are things like by-elections. Why aren't we calling for referendums when we see that people are not serving the interests of the people? And so what is very, very important for us is to start to find each other. Because when we don't, we are all going to go helter-skelter much sooner rather than later in South Africa, where the young people that we are speaking at and speaking over and speaking about, they will find a Pied Piper who will blow a horn that they will respond to. And they will follow. And that will be their undoing.
So how do people engage with your organizations, whether that be on the socials or wherever? How do they engage with hashtag We're Voting?
I mean, we are online and we are on the ground. So you can go to www.activateleadership.co.za. That's the website. You can look up the hashtag We Are Voting on Twitter and our social media sites. At ActivateZA, we are on Twitter and possibly in a community near you because that is where the heart of our work lies.
And voter registration continues online for those that may not have managed to register over the weekend.
Yeah, 100%.
And at Kagiso Trust, is there a way that young people can engage you if they want to, Buchoko?
Yes, we can engage you. They just go to Kagiso Trust website. I mean, they will have all the connections, the linkages. We are also working together across the all nine provinces through a movement building called the hashtag Unmute, which attempts to precisely do what we are trying. How do we unmute ourselves as citizens to take up ownership going forward?
And we all agree not voting is not an option.
It's not an option.
No.
Thank you. Thank you very much for
very much.
The engaging conversation. Buichoko Ditlake, Programs Manager at Kagiso Trust. Tibelelo Lintswane, Coordinator at the hashtag We're Voting campaign. Deboho Suping, Executive Director at Activate and Campaign Coordinator at hashtag We're Voting. And if they say we have to engage with our democracy, when we come back, we continue a different conversation of engaging with that democracy as we have a conversation.